Jacob Madsen died Sunday evening after being struck with a bullet from his rifle, according to state troopers. Sergeant Matt Dobson said Madsen and a friend had been hunting grouse off remote Dry Straits Road on South Mitkoff Island that afternoon. According to Dobson, Madsen apparently slipped and fell, causing his .22 caliber rifle to discharge.
The area where this happened was pretty icy, and it was kind of on a little bit of a slope, and it looks like he fell down and either accidentally his finger got on the trigger or the impact of the rifle on the ground made the rifle go off, and unfortunately it just struck him in a location that was lethal.
The bullet struck Madsen in the head, according to Dobson. He said Madsen's friend ran about a mile down the remote logging road to get help from three people he had earlier seen fishing. They drove back to the scene and transported Madsen to Crystal Lake Hatchery, where they were able to call for an ambulance. EMTs met them at about 9 Mile Mitkoff Highway and brought Madsen to Petersburg Medical Center, where he later died. Troopers believe this was an accidental death, according to Dobson, but because it involved a gunshot, he said the state medical examiner would do an autopsy.
The state medical examiner's office has requested that we bring Jacob's body up to Anchorage to do a little bit more of a thorough investigation, but that's fairly common for a gunshot wound, especially one that was an accident like this. We don't really suspect that anything else happened, but we just need to be thorough and make sure that basically follow the course of the bullet and what all happened.
As he reflected on the tragedy, Dobson took a moment to urge all hunters to take extra safety precautions with their weapons.
This looks like it is just a tragic accident. We want to make sure that people are extremely aware of their firearms if they are out this time of year. People are getting out doing some grouse hunting and bear hunting. We just want to make sure that people are very safe and they observe all the hunter safety education points and issues, and it just only takes a second before something tragic like this can happen, so we just ask people to be extra safe out there when they're packing firearms.
Jacob Madsen was a sophomore at Petersburg High School, which opened up its doors Sunday night and has been providing counseling and other support to help Jacob's classmates cope with the loss, District Superintendent Gary Jacobson.
First of all, you know, our heartfelt sympathy goes out to all the family. This is a tragedy that we never like to see. You know, this is something that just affects everybody, the entire school community. It's hard on everybody. Last night we had the school open for people to talk through things. We had the clergy there, the Petersburg mental health people, our counselors, and we had, you know, quite a number of kids up at the school last night, just talking through things and going through the grieving process. This morning we had everybody that wanted to meet in the auditorium, and again we had the clergy and the mental health people as well as our counselors there to help kids through with this grieving process and just helping them get through things so they can go on.
St. Catherine's Catholic Church Hall will be open to the community of Petersburg tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for counseling from local clergy and mental health professionals. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.